live. It is the live Christmas Day edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
800-259-9231. As always, bring up anything. We go right into the phone calls. It's Eddie in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Julia.
Yeah, how you doing, Ian?
Hey, Eddie. What's on your mind?
Hey, you know, I've been hanging out at the gas station the last few days or so.
That sounds like a good time.
For Ron Paul.
Say what now?
I've been hanging out at the gas station the last few days.
Do you work at the gas station, or is that the place to hang out in your town?
What's that?
You say you hang out at the gas station. Are you working there, or?
I'm working on getting signatures for Ron Paul to get him on the ballot.
Now, what are you sort of loitering, or do you have the permission of?
Oh yeah,
the...
they allow me to stand in there and get the signatures.
Oh okay, that's.
They're
good,
good Muslims, and
so. Excellent. So the idea is there's a lot of traffic at the gas station, therefore you you stand there and approach people.
Yes, exactly.
So you're talking to them about Ron Paul, you said?
And so I've really been, I live in a real mixed neighborhood, you know, it's black, white, Puerto Rican.
Mm-hmm.
I've been like this for years. I'm surprised the white people have hung out as long as they have. But besides that, I was, black women like Mrs. Clinton, just so you know, and the one thing, a lot of the black people, it was surprising me, they want to keep drugs illegal. And the reason is, this is, a large percentage of them think because then the drug boys will then go out of business, and that's the only way that they know how to have a job. Because if the drugs became legal, then they think then the stores would sell it, and they wouldn't have nothing else to do. So then they would have to resort to crime that way, even though...
I really find that, I mean, I'm pretty shocked by that.
I am too.
Having known a number of people who have lived in, you know, again, you know, the downtown areas from where I come from, a lot of those folks are absolutely in favor of ending the drug war because they understand that their sons or daughters are just very, very likely to get caught up in it and get arrested. And thereby have a rap sheet for the rest of their lives and make their lives, essentially, the drug war is ruining these people's kids' lives. I'm shocked at that, Eddie, and I don't know how many people you've talked to, but I can't imagine it's that many.
Well, over the last week that I've been up there, since last Friday, I've talked to 500 people because I've gotten well over 100 signatures and only 1 in 10 or 15 people will sign it. So you can just imagine how many people I've talked to over the past week. And I was really shocked that a lot of these people really think that way.
Well, I'm sure that there are some individuals that are obviously, you know, profiting pretty extremely from the war on drugs. Clearly,
yes.
There are a lot of dealers out there, and they come from all over the economic strata. Indeed, it tends to be that it is the dealers and the police that don't want the drug war to end, because certainly it will cut into their profits. That's not to say that they couldn't continue selling drugs after they were re-legalized. They just might have to offer a little bit better customer service.
Yes. One more thing.
A little more competition. Mm-hmm.
My Muslim friends, even though that they're not Christians, they say Merry Christmas to me. So, Ian, I want you to say Merry Christmas.
Have a nice day. Thanks for calling, Eddie. 800-259-9231.
I said it to my grandma today, Merry Christmas. I don't have a problem saying it. Someone says it to me first.
Well, I don't have a problem saying it. I just didn't want to do it for Eddie.
Oh, okay.
1-800-259-9231.
Merry Christmas, Eddie.
9231. There you go. You got it from Julia. And that's even
better.
It is. So I don't really know. I feel like Eddie's exaggerating that. I can't believe that if you went into an inner city area and talked to people about ending the war on drugs, that you would find any significant amount of people saying, "Yeah, we should keep it illegal so I can, you know, my son or whatever can keep making money off of it." Can you imagine that happening?
No.
Who wants? I mean, I understand that if your kids are selling drugs and they're making money, that's a good thing and all, that they're making money, but they're risking their lives every single day in order to make that money. In the black market, there's quite a bit of profit to be made, no doubt about it. I mean, that's what it's all about. When the government prohibits a product or service, it goes underground, and those who are willing to flaunt the law will certainly profit to the extreme when they're able to get away with it. But eventually, you know, their luck's going to run out. Someone's going to turn over, and someone's going to get caught, and they're going to snitch them out. And then the cops are going to go and arrest them, and it's all over then. You don't want that to happen to your loved ones. Who would want that? That's silly. 800-259-9231. Since we were talking about pot, there's an interesting little story at the L.A. Times from a few days ago. Diane Wagman writes in. She says, "Ah, cancer. One learns so much from being diagnosed with a death sentence disease. Of course, 95% of it is stuff you'd rather not know, but that other 5% is downright interesting. For example, America's Next Top Model is much more fun to watch when you've lost 15 pounds without trying. During chemotherapy, vanilla smells good, but vanilla wafers taste disgusting, and eyelashes really do have a purpose. Without them, my eyes are a dust magnet. But the most compelling fact I learned was about my friends. Not just what you would expect, how they cooked for my family and picked up my kids and took me to doctors and pretended not to notice how bad I looked, and most important, that I could not, cannot survive without them. No, what really shocked me was how many of my old, dear, married, parenting, job-holding friends smoke pot. I'm not kidding. People I never expected dropped by to deliver joints and buds and private stash. The DEA could have set a security camera over my front door and made some serious dents in the marijuana trade." Well, I doubt that.
Yeah.
But going on, she says the poets and musicians were not a surprise, but lawyers, CEOs, Republicans? Across the ideological spectrum, a lot of my buddies are stoners. Who knew? Okay, I admit it. In college, I smoked dope with the rest of them. I mean, everybody was doing it. An excuse, I don't allow my children. And at parties, I didn't want to be uncool. Plus, I felt my only other option was alcohol, and the sweet drinks I liked were too fattening. But that was a long time ago, and since then, I've learned to drink bourbon straight, get high on life, and appreciate the advantages of not doing anything you wouldn't want your kids to do.
I get high on life and get high on marijuana. You can do both.
I thought all my friends were felt the same, and boy was I wrong. When I surfaced from my chemo haze enough to care about anyone else, I was curious. Why do so many 40 and 50-somethings still get high? I asked my suppliers. Pain was the number one answer.
Really?
Yep, not just the psychic angst of being mothers and fathers to teenagers, but real physical pain.
Hmm.
We're all beginning to fall apart, and for those who imbibe, a couple of tokes really takes the edge off the sciatica, rotator cuff injuries, irritable bowel syndrome, and migraines. In fact, Julia, you found that it helps with some pain in some instances, right?
Oh, yeah. There is nothing that works better, at least not for me, and I recommend this to all the girls at work that cry about it. Menstrual pain, take one or two Aleve, and smoke a bowl about half an hour later, you are good to go. Get rid of menstrual cramps like nothing else will.
You know, really, it's so unfortunate that really what we have to count on here in the world of marijuana and medicinal usage is nothing really that much more than case studies and personal anecdotes.
Right.
Because if we actually had a situation where this was something that could be studied in a laboratory situation, because right now the DEA doesn't want to have anything to do with allowing people to study marijuana in this country. If there were actually ways to study this drug, we'd really be able to find out what exactly about marijuana does what in the body. Because there are different chemicals in there, and many of these chemicals, we were just talking last night that one of the chemical compounds found in marijuana has been shown to halt the growth of cancers. So, again, if we could do more studies like this, we could really find some interesting qualitative results about how this can really help people.
It definitely, I don't know, if I feel stressed out in any situation, I smoke weed and my brain is instantly clear of, like, it just helps me figure things out.
Someone might argue, Julia, that that's because you are a marijuana user and therefore, like the caffeine user needing to have his caffeine hit in the morning to get his buzz going. You also, you slow down when you aren't using,
right,
and it helps you in that way.
But that's not true. I am addicted to caffeine. I need my caffeine in the morning, mm-hmm. and I have to have a double espresso every single morning. Otherwise, I have a headache and feel just not good.
Okay.
Weed,
how is that different?
It's just not the same. I don't ever need weed to feel good, and if I don't smoke weed, I'll feel just great. But I like weed, and I've stopped for months at a time, and it's never made my life any more productive or more motivated. I'm just as motivated when I smoke it, so why not enjoy it?
I think there's a common myth that suggests that all marijuana smokers are
lazy,
sort of shiftless and lazy, and we'll come back and talk more about this in moments here at 800-259-9231. Get Julia's thoughts and yours as well if you want to chime in or bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Ted Anderson, Happy Holidays, December 24th, 2007. Gold, 811 60-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $835.99, 412 for half, 206 for quarter. That's $835.99, 412 for half, and 206 for quarter. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as Dr. No, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is George Whitehurst Berry with the Genesis Communications Network. Welcome to our new program, Crash. Are you ready? In the coming weeks, we will focus on alternative economics as well as alternative health and survival topics. We are now in the largest debt bubble in U.S. history. A subset of the debt bubble is the real estate bubble, and I believe we are in the beginning stages of what could be the biggest real estate crash in our nation's history. For crash updates, visit our website at HeronOnline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com. HeronOnline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is a live Christmas Day edition of the program. We, as always, will take your calls about whatever you want toll-free at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, including the bulletin board system with over 300,000 posts for you to surf around through, serious issues and fun stuff. You'll find it all. And it's all completely free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Your mattress is likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
That's SavvyRest.com. 800-259-9231 is our number. It is, again, a live show. We're in the studio doing this edition of Free Talk Live just for you. Why, you ask? Why in the world are you doing a radio show live on Christmas Day? Well, we did a show last night, Christmas Eve, so we're doing one today because, well, simply, you're listening. I mean, if you're out there listening on your car radio or online tonight, the fact is there are still people out in the world who listen to the radio on Christmas, so why shouldn't they have something live to listen to? I mean, you don't want to listen to another best of, do you? 800-259-9231, and also a special welcome to our one-time special listeners on News Radio Wood 1300 in Grand Rapids tonight. You guys are getting a special edition of the show this evening, but you can catch this show on a weekly basis on Wood's sister station, WTKG 1230, on Saturday night, so don't miss us then as well. We're talking about marijuana, and what started all of this conversation was an article at the Los Angeles Times. Diane Wagman, the author, had come down with some sort of episode of cancer and started her chemotherapy. It was after that that her eyes were opened to the world of marijuana users, and she's expressing some surprise and some shock that it's more than just her artist friends that smoke marijuana. It's also lawyers, it's CEOs, you know, people all across the ideological spectrum, as she points out, that are in their 40s and their 50s, people with kids, people responsible that are using marijuana. And we were just going to touch on this fact that, or this myth, this commonly held misconception about the marijuana smoker, that he must be some sort of shiftless, lazy loser kind of person in order to smoke pot.
I think that is pretty much caused by stoner movies. And the only reason that, I mean, a movie about a lawyer who smokes pot isn't funny. And that's why there aren't movies about lawyers and doctors who smoke pot. There's movies about dumb kids who sit on the couch all day and do nothing but smoke pot all day.
Do you think that marijuana could, because somebody could make the argument that marijuana dumbs you down. It makes you dumb.
I don't believe that at all.
It makes you want to sit
around.
Some
dumb people smoke weed and it's not going to help them get active, but I don't think I'm dumb. Maybe somebody does.
I don't think so.
I don't think I'm dumb.
Who thinks that?
I smoke marijuana quite frequently, I'm sure.
One of my old roommates used to say that, you know, he couldn't clean without smoking marijuana. He used to usually get high on marijuana, and then he'd just, you know, buzz around the house cleaning it.
If I'm going to clean, I'll get high first, and I'll clean the entire house. Put on some music and just go to town, and I get more distracted if I'm not high, because I don't want to clean, really.
It seems to me, and that flies in the face of this, you know, common misunderstanding about marijuana, it seems to me from my encounters and the people that I've known who have been marijuana users, once again, from across the spectrum, I mean, everything from a taxi driver to a lawyer, or again, an executive, a doctor, for instance, these are people that are obviously achievers, many of them,
right.
Achievers, and they're able to get their bills paid, they're able to feed their families. It's just that in the evening when they come home from a hard day at work, instead of relaxing with a beer, they might be interested in relaxing with a little bit of marijuana instead. That's really the only difference here. I think that what you'll see is that people that tend to be shiftless and lazy continue to be shiftless and lazy when they find marijuana and they get high. And then those who are productive and those who are not shiftless and lazy are just as they normally are. It's just people just don't don't understand. They're not getting the right messages. And of course, the people that are sending most of the messages about marijuana are either the government through their advertising campaign or the Hollywood movies, which many of them have to get, they look for money from the government, that sort of thing. And so the government vets their scripts and says yes to this and no to that. And so certainly Hollywood has a bit of a skew, I think, when it comes to portraying marijuana in an accurate light.
I think it's really important to point out is that it all just depends on the individual. Everybody reacts differently with different chemicals. And so there are some tasks that I can do high and other tasks that I don't like to do high.
Well,
like,
some people with alcohol, for instance, they react differently,
right?
I mean, some people are angry drunks, while some are just fun, jovial drunks.
Right. Like, I love to clean high, and I have no problem driving high whatsoever. But I don't like to...
Some people get very frightened
about
that.
Right. Some people get really weird, but I don't like to get high before I come on the radio, for example, because I'd be afraid that I might get a little nervous or stumble my speech. So, I mean, it just depends on the activity that I'm doing and what's planned for the day and that sort of thing, and it certainly doesn't make me lazier.
Let's continue with the story from, a middle-aged lady in Los Angeles who has had her eyes open to the underground world of marijuana use, which is not quite so underground in California, where I presume she's writing this from, because, again, it's in the L.A. Times. She says that she asked her friends, many of them who are in their 40s and their 50s, these, again, CEOs, adults, people with families, why they use marijuana. The number one reason was pain management. People are getting older. They're starting to hurt. They found that this marijuana helps them with that. She said the second biggest reason was anxiety. People, perhaps we can blame, she says, politics for middle-aged pot use, the war, the environment, the loss of our civil liberties, little things like that. Obviously, some of us use drugs to ease the lives of quiet desperation we never thought we would have back when we were getting stoned the first time. Our drug use is now really the same as in college. Then I got high to relax, to gain confidence, to forget I was an overweight, mediocre college student, terrified of the future. Now we get stoned to relax, forget our disappointing careers, and mask our terror of not just our own future, but the future for our kids as well. Is it so different from my dad coming home from work and having a couple of martinis? I would say, not at all.
Not at all. I worked with a woman who was very anti-marijuana, but I'm telling you, she had a drink every single night after work, which is absolutely no different from me smoking a bowl every night
after work. It seems a little hypocritical.
Yeah.
She says, or my mother and those little prescribed pills she took when she felt nervous. At least we can rationalize that marijuana is all natural. I spoke to my oncologist about the pros and cons of marijuana use for cancer patients, and he said that he was part of a study 25 years ago on the effects of pot on nausea, joint pain, and fatigue caused by chemotherapy. It worked then, he said. It really helped some people. But now they have great new drugs, such as Emend, so on and so forth, other drugs, she lists, that keep the nausea and other pain at bay. He said the people that use pot now do it because they like it, or maybe they use it because they would rather support a farm in Humboldt County than a huge pharmaceutical conglomerate. After chemo number one, I was violently ill. Anti-nausea drugs notwithstanding, I was hugging the porcelain throne. That's the toilet, by the way. My body didn't want to be poisoned. I guess it just liked cancer better. She says, I was willing to try anything. So I lit up. We'll find out what happened here in moments. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. We'll get to Dave and Jeremy. And ladies, if you call in, you come first. This is Free Talk Live, the live Christmas Day edition. You can take control.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lagos with today's Car Clinic Minute. All for One may be about musketeers, but if musketeers or mouseketeers or engineers traveled together on the ground, I'll tell you about their One for All when I come back.
I'm Bobby Lagos, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com.
The Three Musketeers may have been all for one, but the mighty bus, a multi-country engineering feat, is the one for all. Short for omnibus, which means for all in Latin, the first bus appeared in Paris in 1662. This 8-seater was horse-drawn, and not until 1831 would steam-driven buses putter around the streets of London. Speaking of which, the first famous double-decker appeared in 1847 and offered half fares to those who climbed onto the open-air second deck. Honors for the first gas-driven motor bus go to Germany in 1895. But today, the omnibus is omnipresent, providing rides for all over the world. I'm Bobby Lycus. Lycus, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. Welcome to the live Christmas Day edition of the program. Things are the same as they always are. We're doing another show here in the studio. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
800-259-9231. So, as always, you can call in and bring up whatever might happen to be on your mind this lovely Christmas day here live with you. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the Shrine of Female Listeners there, the dozens of ladies who sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Just head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, see what that's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359. For SACL CAI, we are telling you a little story from a lady named Diana. She was writing for the Los Angeles Times about her experience with marijuana. Now, Diana's a cancer patient, and I guess it was recently diagnosed.
How dare she smoke marijuana?
Indeed. Well, she did dare. In fact, she found out that after she had her first episode of chemo, friends started coming by, and friends in their 40s and 50s. She's a middle-aged woman. And she was shocked, surprised, to discover how many of her friends smoked marijuana, but she didn't even know it. People who, as she says, were respectables, you know, CEOs and lawyers and that sort of thing.
As I grow older and talk to more people, more and more and more and more people come out of the closet, so to say.
Excellent. And I think that's going to continue. But let me continue with her story. She begins to tell us that after her first episode of chemo, she was violently ill. She was, again, hugging the porcelain throne, and she was taking the anti-nausea drugs that were being prescribed to her. You see, when people are taking, when they're being treated for things like AIDS and cancer, a lot of the medication they take
and the treatments that they're going through cause them to be very upset. Their stomachs are very upset. And they found, many of them, that marijuana can be an amazing nausea suppressant. And that if you're feeling sick, you're feeling like you're going to throw up, you smoke a little bit of marijuana, and usually it's only a couple of hits. It's not, you don't have to take enough to even get high. You just smoke a little bit of marijuana or vaporize it if you don't want to smoke it. Anyway, you consume a little marijuana, and then your nausea goes away. So she's about to tell us about what happened. She says she was willing to try anything because the nausea was so bad. She said, so I lit up. It helped a lot. I collapsed on the couch and zoned out watching Project Runway. I was able to take deep breaths without puking. My 15-year-old daughter was shocked. The look on her face was proof that her elementary school DARE program had really done its job. A friend, not a supplier or a user, explained to her it was just to make me feel better, and that if it worked, wouldn't that be great? My daughter reluctantly agreed, but I knew she didn't mean it. I'd come full circle in my life. The next time I had to toke, I stood in my bathroom with the fan on, blowing smoke out the window. But instead of my parents, I was scared my kids would find out I was smoking dope again. Isn't that sad?
That's so sad.
I mean, it's her house. Her daughter's not going to go snitch her out. I would think that at age 15, that wouldn't be something that would occur.
No.
And if she's in California anyway, she can go out and get a doctor's prescription right. for it to where it would be completely
I
legal.
Think that in that case, parents feel sort of hypocritical. Because
they should.
You know,
they should.
She doesn't let her kids smoke, but here she is smoking pot in the bathroom, blowing smoke out the window.
Right. Wouldn't it make more sense to just sit down and talk to your kid and say,
maybe
look,
buy them a book, Marijuana Myths, Marijuana Facts.
That's a great book. But you know, say, look,
I was wrong.
I was wrong. That's what you have to do. You've got to eat a little crow, swallow your pride, and admit that I was just telling you, sweetie, what it was I was told to tell you. You know, I honestly tried it when I was in college, and it wasn't a big deal back then, but they've told me so many lies since then, the government has, you know, about how it's so much more potent today, and that's a bad thing for some reason, which... not. Whenever you hear the DEA say, it's more potent than it ever was in the past. Well, I think some people that smoked it back in the 70s would certainly counteract you on that and correct you and say there's always been good marijuana available. But even if it was true, even if it really was four times more potent today, then that would be a good thing because it would mean you wouldn't need to smoke as much in order to achieve the same desired effects. So, again, just... parents have been besieged with propaganda from the Drug Enforcement Administration, the ONDCP. Just sit down and say, look, sweetie, I was wrong. I was suckered in by this government propaganda. The fact is, there are so many people that use this. It's helping people feel better. It's helping me keep my food down. So, you know, and then again, I guess at that point, she'd have to understand if her daughter decided she wanted to try it. She'd have to be understanding. She couldn't be hypocritical and continue
right.
to say, well, I can do it, but you can't. Do as I say, not as I do, that sort of thing.
I actually had a pretty good friend, and he grew up in Canada, so it's a little different. It's specifically like British Columbia, where marijuana is pretty acceptable.
That's going to change in Canada soon.
Yeah. God. Anyway.
They've got a new drug war coming.
Jeez. Because that worked.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so he told me that he grew up with marijuana, that his family, his mother smoked sometimes, and his dad smoked all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was very young, their parents sat him and his sister down and explained to them that, you know, they could get in trouble for this, so let's not talk about it. And it was just something they never talked
in
about.
Public,
and it
to
wasn't
others, you mean.
Exactly, and it wasn't a big deal. And now that they've grown older, the sister smokes every day like the dad. And the guy, my friend, doesn't smoke at all. He doesn't have a problem with it. It just personally isn't his thing.
Right. So parents smoking marijuana doesn't necessarily translate right. to kids trying it either.
Right. Exactly. And the kid probably grew up with a really healthy attitude about marijuana and drug use in general.
I imagine so. Because when you aren't sending the message of just say no, you're sending a message of, well, let's honestly look at these drugs. And it's not just marijuana, it's other drugs. But
right.
let's take a careful look at it. Let's look at ways we can reduce the harm that's going to be done if you do decide to use these drugs. And I don't recommend it necessarily. But at the same time, I can't say that marijuana has ever been bad for my life. I can't say that. You know, I have to say that all of the terrible things that the government says about it, just it's just not true. Anyway, she continues. She says, the biggest pain of cancer is the gnawing, scratching, bleeding dread that they didn't find it, that they didn't find it all, that you didn't go to the doctor soon enough, that it's growing out of control at this very moment. My doctor recommended meditation. Yeah, right, I thought. More time sitting quietly trying to not think about dying. I had carpool for that. Meanwhile, I lost all taste for alcohol. Even half a glass of wimpy white wine could make me toss my cookies, so I turned to my friend Mary Jane occasionally, only when nothing else would do. In the middle of one post-chemo night, my husband was out of town and I was sick. I got up and tried to get the little pipe lit and take one hit so I could maybe sleep. My son heard me struggling and he came into my bedroom. Now, what I'm curious about is how old her son is. She doesn't mention it here. She mentioned her daughter, but not her son. She says, he lit the match for me and showed me where to put my finger on the carburetor, which is the hole on the side of the pipe, to make it draw. I was too grateful to ask him how he knew all this.
I'll tell you how he knew all that, because I'm sorry, if you know how to hit a pipe with a carburetor, you've smoked it before.
Probably. He stayed with me until I felt better. It was mother-son bonding in a whole new way. Just another reason to say, thank you, cancer. 800-259-9231. I just thought that was an interesting, you know, touching story, a real story of yet another example. And there's story after story. It's not just cancer patients. It's multiple sclerosis. It's glaucoma, AIDS patients. I mean, all kinds of different problems. Cerebral palsy, I believe, is helped in some ways by marijuana. So we've seen such a different variety of just amazing success stories that people have had with this.
Depression.
There's that too.
When I was young, actually, my mother used to tell me that I should not smoke marijuana because it makes people depressed.
I've heard that before.
I've heard that a lot. My brother, when he was probably about 13, he was diagnosed with depression. They put him on all kinds of pills, and he chose when he was about 15 to stop taking the pills. And he got himself off the pills and started smoking marijuana. And it mellowed him out and just made, I think marijuana saved his life, personally.
1-800-259-9231, he was pretty off the hinges.
Oh, he
that,
was
huh?
way off the hinges, and now he's okay.
You can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything, toll-free number 800-259-9231. Your call's coming up about anything you want. This is the live Christmas Day edition of Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of. There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Do you owe the IRS $15,000 or more? Are you worried about wage garnishments, bank levies, and IRS seizures? American Tax Relief has helped thousands of honest, hardworking Americans settle their tax debt for less than they owe. If you qualify, we can settle your tax debt for less, stop garnishments and levies, as well as remove penalties and interest. Our staff of tax professionals will work hard to give you the best possible settlement you qualify for. Having the right experienced and knowledgeable professionals on your side can save you money as well as time and stress. American Tax Relief can help you get the fresh start you've been looking for.
So call for a free, no-obligation consultation at 1-800-396-1316 and get the relief and peace of mind you deserve. Do it now. Call American Tax Relief at 1-800-396-1316. 1-800-396-1316. That's 1-800-396-1316.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I have the best experience with it. A gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 15 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Live, it is a live Christmas Day edition of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
The SACL CAI toll-free line is 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away. So enjoy those on us. If you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go and buy some stuff at the Free Talk Live store. Just go to store.freetalklive.com. And you'll see all kinds of great Free Talk Live-related merchandise like T-shirts, hats. We've got hoodies, quite a variety of choices, of course, and even different colors available for you there. But if you, right now, between now and the end of the year, purchase a Free Talk Live T-shirt at the Free Talk Live store, we'll send $10 to the Ron Paul campaign. Now, $10 is normally what it costs to ship the products at our store. So, of course, the more you buy, the better the shipping deal. But and the reason we use the reason it's so expensive is because we're using quality shippers like FedEx and UPS instead of using the Postal Service, which of course is subsidized shipping. Taxpayers are forced to subsidize your rates there, so we don't really like that idea. That's why we charge so much. But what we're going to do is we're going to take all that money and contribute it to the Ron Paul campaign. So essentially, it's kind of like getting free shipping. You're helping the Ron Paul campaign at the same time. That's all if you buy a Free Talk Live shirt at the Free Talk Live store. Store.freetalklive.com. Let's continue here and go to the phones. Let's start with Dave in Ohio, listening on WAIS. Dave, what's on your mind tonight?
Hi, guys.
Hey,
hello.
Update on the Lakota tribe and where the Lakotas live is so poor that they have to grow hemp to make money for their tribe.
This is the Lakota tribe that we talked about a few days ago on the program. They have they're about five states in the Midwest, in the mountain regions. I think it's Montana, North and South Dakota, what else, Nebraska, and Wyoming. If you live in one of those states, the Lakota Indian tribe is seceding from the United States. They've said they've had it. They're throwing in the towel on this whole United States of America thing, and they're seceding. And by the way, we are planning on having one of the guys who's behind this, Russell Means, on the show. We're expecting him tomorrow night, so be sure to chime in then if you've got any questions for him. Go ahead.
The only way they can make money for their tribe is him selling him.
And they're allowed to do that?
By their tribal rules, yes.
I see. That's
not by the government.
Right. So now that they're seceding from America, they'll be able to go ahead and grow hemp. Of course, we've yet to see what the federal government's reaction is going to be to this secession. We don't know if they're going to roll in troops. We don't know if they're going to target them for individual prosecutions or how they're going to handle this. It's brand new. It just happened last week. And so as we learn more, we'll continue to bring it to you. And Dave, as always, thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. This, again, the live Christmas Day edition of the show. We continue with Jeremy in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, Julie and Ian. Merry Christmas or solstice or whatever, you guys.
Indeed, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just can't see how anybody could, you know what, the Rainbow Brother that I am, in a way. I don't see how anybody could ever hate somebody as much as to go bomb their whole city or, you know, even Hiroshima or any of that stuff. I mean, how could you actually have a problem with someone that much that you have to go kill them?
I don't understand it either, Jeremy. I think what it is that people, they've been propagandized by governments. You know, when there's a war going on, whether it be World War II or this so-called war on terror, it's in the government's interest to constantly be propagandizing people and saying, well, you know, oh, those Japs are bad, you can't trust them, or, you know, terrorists are from the Middle East, and therefore we need to give them extra security screenings. You know, they try to paint groups of people as all being the same, and it's just nonsense, because it's really just they're playing
to the world, Ian. Maybe I'm dumbed down by aspartame or fluoride or whatever, but I cannot understand how I could take someone else's life for no meaning, whether it be kids or, you know, someone from a different religion or, you know, because they're gay or anything, man. I cannot understand the murdering of this planet for the last 200 years, and it makes me sick.
Yeah, I absolutely understand your frustration, and as long as governments are around, I think you're going to find that the killing and the violence will continue. And Jeremy, thanks for the call tonight, as always. 800-259-9231. Totally understand where he's coming from, and it goes again back to the propaganda issue, where governments they tell people that, well, if you're a member of this group, then you're worthy of suspicion, and it's just crap. People are individuals. It doesn't matter if you are of the same, you know, you came from the same plot of land, or even if you came from the same family, you've got the same blood, you can still be completely different from someone else that looks similar to you.
When I was 16, I thought that the world would be a better place if everyone did MDMA, at least on occasion.
And do you still feel that way?
Well, I don't think that everybody should do drugs, certainly not. I think that some people definitely should not do drugs, but I gotta say, it did wonderful things for me.
I'm not sure how that really relates to killing people around the world. But,
well, people who kill people, how could you honestly kill somebody if you just took a little MDMA?
Why would you say that, Julia? I mean, what's the reason for that?
I don't know. MDMA makes you feel all warm and fuzzy.
Doesn't make you feel like wanting to kill anyone?
No, definitely not.
You probably would never want to kill anyone again if you engaged in that.
I wouldn't
sort of
have anyway.
I
kind of had some nasty thoughts when I was a teenager, and after I started eating MDMA, I don't know. I became much more positive and understanding. And
you want to be careful, Julia. You don't want to necessarily recommend that people.
Oh, I already said there is lots of people that I do not think should do drugs. So my view has changed.
Who shouldn't do MDMA?
I don't know. I know that there are certain mental disorders that people have where drugs don't mix well.
Mm-hmm.
My mom should never do drugs.
Why?
She can't handle it.
So you have to be able to handle it then. You think that people should try something like a marijuana first before jumping in?
And my mom can't handle marijuana, alcohol. No. She's good being sober. Some people are good being sober.
Let me see if I can roll that back into what Jeremy was saying about people hating others so much that they would want to bomb them, or in the case of drug users, put them all in jail. You know, it goes back to the common misconception that all drug users are bad people or all drug users are losers. And it's once again you're trying to put people into the same group category, this collectivist mentality, that because you have something in common with another person means that you're the same. But that's not true. Each individual should be judged on an individual basis, based on, you know, what their actions are, what their belief system is, whether it be on an issue of suspected terrorists, or whether it be drug users or what. Let's start treating people like individuals instead of just assigning them to groups. Oh, you're brown. You've got brown hair. You must be trouble.
Right.
I mean, what kind of sense does that make? Oh, your skin is a little bit tanned. Therefore, I should be suspicious of you.
Yeah.
How absurd. 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Julia.
Hey, Merry Xmas, dudes.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, not a whole lot. Actually, I was calling about something you were talking about earlier when you were talking about weed.
Yeah.
Julia mentioned her brother who used to take it for depression.
Yeah.
And I am her brother.
Okay. And would you say that what she said was accurate?
Oh, very accurate, in fact. I was a lot different when I was younger than, about the time I turned 15. And also, actually, I'd like to add, along with the depression that I had problems with, it also, I was a very anxious young man, and that helped me out with that a lot, too. I'm now a lot more charismatic, and I have less trouble going up to people, talking to them.
Now, hold on a second. Don't you think this could have happened just as a result of getting older? How can you attribute it to marijuana?
Well, because I see a definite distinct point in my life, and that was before I smoked and after I did. And definitely after I did, I definitely started to come out of my shell. I was very shy. That immediately went away. And also being in crowds used to bother me a lot, too, and I would get very shaky. I'd feel nervous as hell. I would tense up.
Mm-hmm.
And afterwards, I really don't get those anymore.
That's fascinating. So you would say that generally had a very positive effect upon your life, then?
Definitely.
Very good, Chris. Did you have anything else on your mind tonight?
Nothing. Other than I'd like to say that I said Merry Xmas because I am taking the Christ out of Christmas.
There you go. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. You know the Christians just loved hearing that one. You know, I've got nothing against people that want to enjoy Christmas. I mean, it's their, it's certainly a religious holiday. A lot of people are upset.
It is not a religious holiday. It might have originally been a religious holiday, but I'd say overall, Christmas is not religious for people in America. It's just cultural. No. I really don't think. Some people celebrate it religiously. For most people, it's about presents.
1-800-259-9231. I personally am not interested in raining on anybody's holiday
parade. I'm not either.
Wishing those Christians out there a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah to our Jewish listeners, and, you know, Happy Solstice to the pagans. More on the way. Hour 3's coming up. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
You know that the Federal Reserve is stealing your money every time they print more of their notes. Now, are you willing to do something about it? An increasing number of Americans are now using the Liberty Dollar to protect their purchasing power and profit. These people are returning America to value $1 at a time. Will you be one of them? Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org. That's 888-LIB-DOLLAR or libertydollar.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.